We're continuing the performance review series, focusing on the Buffalo Bills' defensive ends today on Locked On Bills.
You are Locked On Bills, your daily Buffalo Bills podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Bills Mafia? It's Joe Marino from the Draft Network, and I'm your host of Locked On Bills. Happy Thursday to you, and thank you for making Locked On Bills your first listen every day. And as a reminder to you, we are free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. Today's episode is brought to you by LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/LockedOnNFL. Well, folks, we are going to talk about the Bills' defensive ends today on the podcast. Von Miller, Gregory Rousseau, Boogie Basham, AJ Epenesa, and Shaq Lawson. Excited to dig into this group of players to assess what the Bills have so that we can talk about what they need. And this is our first discussion on the defensive side of the football. We've done all the offensive positions plus the specialists, and so now we can focus on defense. And through this, we are uncovering a lot of information. We're learning about the contract situations for each of the players and what opportunities the Bills have for extensions or cutting players to free up cap space. We're considering the performance of these players. We're considering what they'll be in 2023. And it's really important for the foundation of the conversations we're going to have this entire offseason. So thanks for being here. Let's get started. And we'll begin with Von Miller, a 2022 free agent signing. 33 years old, he turns 34 in March. He's entering year two of a six-year, $120 million contract. Now, we all know that that's really a three-year contract, but of course, the player wants it announced as a six-year, $120 million contract, and that's what exists for Von Miller. Now, because of that, there's no real opportunity to do anything with this contract. I don't think he's a restructure candidate or anything like that. I think the Bills are going to leave this one alone because there's no real opportunities based on the way it's structured. In 2022, Von Miller played in 11 games, had 11 starts. During those 11 games, he was on the field for 61% of the defensive snaps, collected 8 sacks, 10 tackles for loss, and 45 pressures. As for his review, he was really good when he was healthy. Obviously, then the knee injury against the Lions, later discovered that he tore his ACL, and his season was over. Von Miller provided this Bills defense with a very consistent pass rushing presence. Had some big time moments when the team needed him the most. Obviously, that Kansas City game stands out in a big way. Leadership was a big deal here. I would say a significant part of what Von Miller did wasn't just him as a player and how he impacted football games, but what he meant being part of this locker room. You could tell, and that was something that we knew about Von Miller when the Bills signed him, is that he's really a big-time locker room presence that is great for the team that he's on. And the Bills reaped a lot of those benefits when he was available. You know, Von's a guy that helps everyone around him. The defense was better when he was there. Of course, the defensive linemen were better when he was there. And the pass rush was never the same once he left. It changed the dynamics of that group. Now, I think Von Miller was really impactful. I was very satisfied with what he delivered. But I have some critiques for Von Miller, some things that, as I watched him play, that left me wanting a little bit more. I'd say, first of all, his discipline as a pass rusher and a run defender was an issue at times. Getting too far up the field, both as a pass rusher and a run defender, allowed for easy escape avenues for quarterbacks and creating gaps in the run game for running backs. Now, I think that's some of the give and take that you have with a player like Von Miller, but given the commitment that's made to Von Miller, I have very, very high expectations for him. And I felt like his discipline in terms of rush lanes and run defense was an issue at times. I'd also say that there was instances where I felt like his motor needed to run hotter. where, you know, he rushes hard and doesn't get to any counter moves and doesn't continue that pursuit. And if he did, I think he could have made a play in the backfield. That happened quite frequently. But for the most part, Von Miller did what he was signed to do from an individual performance standpoint and how he impacted the team by elevating the players around him and providing considerable leadership to the Buffalo Bills. As for his 2023 outlook, I mean, get healthy and get back to doing what you were doing before the injury. I think the good news, and I use that loosely, the good news with Von Miller is he's been through injuries, right? He's had a couple of significant injuries that he's worked back from, and I think that's going to help him, especially when you compare it to the journey that was Trey White coming back from his ACL tear. This isn't a new process for Von Miller. He knows how to attack it. Now, all indications to this point have been that his recovery is on track and that everything looks really good. I do think we have to acknowledge, though, that he could miss some time at the beginning of the season. As we are all aware of, the recovery time from an ACL tear is 9 to 12 months. But we'll see when it comes to Von. Obviously, we should be prepared for him to miss a little time at the beginning, but I'm not going to rule him out being available early on. But obviously, Von Miller, his contract, he's a big part of what Brandon Bean had in mind for these next few years for this Buffalo Bills roster, of course, on defense. Let's get to Gregory Rousseau, 2021 first-round pick, number 30 overall. Greg is 22 years old. He turns 23 this year. I didn't write down what month, but he's 22. This will be his age 23 season coming up. His contract, he's entering year three of his four-year, $11.6 million deal. Now, what's notable as it relates to Gregory Rousseau and his contract is that the Bills, after the 2023 season, they will need to make a decision on his fifth-year option. And I think he's certainly performing at a level, we'll get to that a little bit more in a moment, but he's performing at a level that leads me to believe that Greg Rousseau's fifth-year option is going to be picked up. Now, based on the numbers this year, I would expect for the cost of his fifth-year option in 2025 to be around $14 million, unless he makes the Pro Bowl, in which case it'll be a lot closer to $18 million. So that's something to be mindful of with Greg Rousseau this season. In 2022, Rousseau played in 13 games with 13 starts on the field for 56% of the defensive snaps, collected 8 sacks, 10 tackles for loss, and 42 pressures. As far as his review goes, I thought he took a big step. The run defense that we saw as a rookie remained excellent in 2022. We saw growth as a pass rusher. The impact overall was just more consistent. We liked a lot of what Rousseau did as a rookie, but he kind of tapered off. The impact was more consistent this year for Greg Rousseau. Now, it certainly dropped off some after the ankle injury. He came back from that high ankle sprain. And then, of course, Von Miller not being in the lineup certainly impacted him in some ways. But overall, I really like the trajectory of this player. I find myself pretty satisfied with what Rousseau has done and what I think he can continue to do and develop into. So as for that 2023 outlook, just continue developing. Take another step. I would like to see the Bills utilize him more as an inside pass rusher, reduce him inside and allow him to rush the B gap. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten more of those opportunities to this point, but I think it can make him even more effective as a pass rusher who really relies on length and power and not so much burst and bend to get home. And I think he has a real chance to be an impactful player for this defense that is a pillar of the unit for years to come. And so I'm pretty excited about what we've seen from Greg Rousseau and where I think he can continue developing into. This episode is brought to you by LinkedIn. As a small business owner or hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 all depends on the team members you surround yourself with. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. LinkedIn Jobs helps you quickly find qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeting tools. They go beyond resume data by using insight from your job post, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. All right, let's get to AJ Epenesa and Boogie Basham in this segment. So we had some good things to say about Miller and Rousseau. Not as much good to say here in this segment. But I guess before I get there, I really hate that we didn't get a real chance to see that starting line of Rousseau and Miller on the edge, Oliver and Daquan Jones in the middle, really come into its own. Because Ed Oliver got hurt early on. Rousseau has the high ankle. Miller's out for the year with an ACL, and it just felt like it never really got a chance to take off. Because I think that's a good starting defensive line. I do. But when you rotate like the Bills do, you know, you're reliant on some of these more, you know, rotational players, guys that play 35-40% of the snaps. And that drop off, I think, can take away. But I mean, obviously you want to maximize what you get out of your best players, and the Bills believe in the rotation to do that. So kind of the deal here with this defense. Let's talk about AJ Epenesa, 2020 second round pick, number 54 overall. Epenesa is 24 years old. He turns 25 in September. His contract, he's entering the final year of his rookie deal. So his 4-year, $5.9 million rookie deal. This is the final season. The Bills can release AJ Epenesa for a savings of $1.4 million in cap space. So something to be mindful of there. There's a, you know, $1.5 million that they can free up in cap space if they cut him. In 2022, Epenesa played in 15 games, two starts, on the field for 38% of the snaps, collected 6.5 sacks, 7 tackles for loss, and 26 pressures. I want to talk a little bit more about his statistical achievements because there's growth here. He was statistically more productive than he's ever been by a good bit last year. So he collected 6.5 sacks, like I mentioned, and his first two seasons prior to year three, he had a combined 2.5 sacks. So a pretty big deal to go from 2.5 in 2 years to 6.5 in one. He collected 7 tackles for loss last year. And in his first two seasons combined, he had 5. So there's a big jump there. Collected 5 pass breakups where, you know, getting your hands up, deflecting the ball down to the line of scrimmage last year. In his first two seasons, he had 2. And then he forced 2 fumbles this past season. And in his first 2 years, he didn't force any. So maybe you don't love AJ Epenesa, but he took a step. He did. And I think that the production, the statistical production, tells that story. So as for his review, look, Epenesa isn't everything we want him to be. But objectively, this was his most impactful season. I think Epenesa has proven to be a passable defensive end four. Not exactly what you're hoping for from a second-round pick that was also the first pick that you made that year. But he's at least reasonable depth in a rotation-heavy front for a player that would be on the field for like 25% of the snaps. Now, he's 13% higher than the 25% that you'd rather him be in. And that's, you know, a reason why the production from the unit as a whole isn't where you want it to be. But as a 25% of the time player, I think he's fine. Obviously, I think there's a case to be made that the arrow is pointing up, given some of the circumstances here. You know, the COVID year as a rookie, which I think is really difficult for any player to acclimate and develop into a role given those dynamics. And then the body transformation where he dropped a bunch of weight, put some weight back on. You know, I think stabilizing that weight and getting comfortable with how you move with your body composition matters a lot. I don't know that there's a super high ceiling here, but I think you can, as we've went through it, you can look at last season for AJ Epenesa and measure it against his first two and realize that there was growth. Again, maybe not as much as you want. Maybe you think as a second round pick, he should be a starter by now. I'm not debating any of that, but there was growth last year and it was his best season. As for his 2023 outlook, I think the first thing that you have to mention here is to consider if you would rather have Epenesa for his fourth season with a potential arrow up with him, or would you rather have the $1.4 million in cap space that you could gain by letting him go? I find myself leaning Epenesa because of the trajectory, but if you cut him, you would do so because you feel like you've improved the situation. Now, obviously, I don't get it twisted. I want him to be more impactful. But I recognize that last year's contributions could be the ceiling. Now, with Von Miller back in the fray, I hope that at a minimum, the Epenesa that we saw this year is replicated for another season, and then he walks in free agency, and hopefully somebody overpays him, and the Bills get a compensatory pick. You know, if this guy gets back-to-back six sack seasons, that's going to earn him some money on the open market, and maybe you can get six-round compensatory pick or something like that. We'll see. But I'd be surprised if he really, really turned it on. I would be. But I think if he is your defensive end four next year and he does the exact same thing he did this year, I think you can live with that, assuming you have, you know, Von Miller in the role you expect him to be in. Let's get to Boogie Basham. 2021 second round pick, number 61 overall. Boogie is 25 years old. He turns 26 in December, entering year three of his four-year, $5.6 million rookie deal. 2022, he played in 15 games. Did not start any of them, was on the field for 39% of the snaps, collected two sacks, one tackle for loss, and 18 pressures on the quarterback. As far as his review goes, I felt like he was fairly quiet. Had some okay moments. I think the first few games of the year, he looked decent. But for the most part, it's fair to say he was disappointing. I think for most of the season, he looked like a replacement-level rotational defensive end, which is obviously not what you had in mind when you picked him in the second round. So as for my 2023 outlook, he has to be more impactful. The Bills need a greater return on this investment. I think for Boogie, some of it is about getting to the right weight. Felt like he was a lot leaner this past year than he was as a rookie. And so I think it's about finding that right weight that he's comfortable at and then just delivering. Go out there and execute, make plays. Now, I don't expect every pick to hit. That's not reality in the NFL. But when you pick Epenesa and Basham in the second round and they turn out to be very ordinary rotational players, that's disappointing. And I think, look, not to bring in like the Chiefs to this conversation, but while the Bills are out there picking Cody Ford and Boogie Basham and AJ Epenesa in the second round, they're getting Creed Humphrey and Nick Bolton, pillars of their defense, pillar of their offensive line, and Creed Humphrey. I mean, you can look at it and you can see that's where some of that ground exists between the teams. The Chiefs have done a better job of getting those meaningful players on rookie deals to help their team to surround their top-end talent, right? They're paying Pat Mahomes. They're paying Chris Jones. They're paying Travis Kelce. They're paying Joe Tooney at left guard. But they've been very effective with their draft picks to get production out of players on rookie deals. Hello, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, George Karloftis, Nick Bolton, Isaiah Pacheco, Willie Gay, Trent McDuffie, Brian Cook. I mean, the list goes on and on for them. And that's where I hope the Bills would be. But these draft picks got to start panning out at a higher rate, especially the early ones, or else you're not going to do a good job of surrounding your premier talent, Josh Allen, Deion Dawkins, Steph Diggs, Von Miller, Trey White, Matt Milano, Micah Hyde. You're not going to do a good enough job around them to make this a balanced roster. That was a tangent I did not expect. I think I was getting ready to talk about his 2023 outlook. No, I was talking about the right weight and delivering. Sorry. I got off track there. Don't expect every pick to hit. All right, got it. But what I don't want to do here is I don't want to spend another offseason, and we're going to because this is the world that we live in right now. We're going to spend another offseason talking about how meaningful it would be if Epenesa and Basham really developed. And I'm not sure how much ground there is to make up here. I'm not sure how much better they're going to be. I find myself more on the pessimistic side of that projection than I was a year ago because we got another year of ordinary rotational player contributions from second round picks. So we'll see. We'll see when it comes to those two guys. We're really excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On because they're the number one sports book in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. New customers join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. All on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. All right, let's talk about Shaq Lawson and then tie a ribbon on this defensive end discussion. Shaq Lawson, originally a first-round pick by the Bills, 2016, number 19 overall. And as we know, he left in free agency a few years ago, came back this offseason as a free agent signing in 2022. Shaq is 28 years old. He turns 29 in June. His contract is expired. He completed his one-year, $1.2 million deal. In 2022, he played in 15 games with 6 starts. So when Von Miller got hurt, the guy that started was Shaq Lawson. Not A.J. Epenesa, not Boogie Basham, Shaq Lawson. So 15 games, 6 starts on the field for 48% of the snaps. He collected 3.5 sacks, 6 tackles for loss, and 20 pressures. As for his review, look, I'll acknowledge that Shaq Lawson isn't an amazing player, but I can absolutely go to war with this dude. I love how he plays the game. He's fundamentally sound. He competes his butt off. He's disciplined with his rush lanes. He's an excellent run defender. And as a defensive end four in a rotation-heavy front, I like him. Now, the problem is, I said, for 3 players now, Epenesa, kind of Basham, and Lawson, that they're ideal defensive end fours. Well, guess what? That ain't the case. And last year, after Von got hurt, this was your defensive end 2, 3, and 4, right? See, that's the problem. That's the problem. But I really like Shaq Lawson. As far as his 2023 outlook, I do hope he's back. I think the contract should be fairly minimal. Similar type deal, 1 year, $1.2 million. I think he's a great insurance policy for depth. I love what he brings, especially against quarterbacks that run. That ability to contain rush and cage rush and really stay disciplined is big against the Lamar Jacksons of the world. You know, and you think about next year, the Bills are going to face Jalen Hurts. That's going to happen, right? I'm sure other mobile quarterbacks, but this guy is a big-time asset in those types of games. So I hope he's back. Minimum tight deal. So what do the Bills have at defensive end? Well, they have Von Miller coming off of an injury. They have a really nice developing young stud in Gregory Rousseau. Players that need to be more impactful in Epenesa and Basham. And then Shaq Lawson's expired contract. Now, what do they need? Well, they need Von Miller to get healthy and resume what he was doing. I think they need Rousseau to continue coming into his own. They need Epinesa and or Basham to emerge, which I think is unlikely. And then I ultimately do believe that they need some meaningful competition added to this group. This rookie class of edge rushers is very, very deep. I think in our last TDN 100 update, we had 17 in the top 100. Bills need to participate in that and pick one of these players, you know, at least in the third or fourth round. Get a young toolsy player in here to provide some competition, because if you like them, if you draft that player and you like them, you could move on from Epinesa and save $1.4 million. Who's in a contract year anyways? And you have an expired contract in Shaq Lawson. So I would keep investing here. I know that that turns some people off there. You know, I hear you. Well, the Bills have drafted Rousseau, Epinesa, and Basham in the last 3 years in the top two rounds, and look where they are. Okay, well, look where they are. It's not good enough. Keep investing. That's what the Eagles do. Look at what the Eagles have done. Look at what the Bengals have done. The Chiefs, nonstop defensive linemen coming in. Their hit rate's just higher. But it's tried and true. You need these guys. These are the engine of a defense, especially how the Bills play. So I don't care that there's been investments. The investments haven't been good enough. Keep doing it and find better players. That's the worst argument that I hear. Well, they've picked all these defensive ends. So what? That's not a reason to stop doing it. You got to get it right. And the way you get it right is keep throwing darts at the board, and eventually they're going to start hitting. Now, evaluate your misses. Ask yourself hard questions as to why Basham and Epinesa haven't been what you wanted them to be, and adjust. But you don't not do it because you've done it and it didn't work. You got to get it right, or else you're going to continue to feel like you're not getting enough production from your defensive line. We'll continue this conversation with the interior players tomorrow. The Daquan Jones, Ed Oliver, Tim Settle, Jordan Phillips, those guys, Braden Bryant. We'll get into them tomorrow on the podcast and tie a ribbon on this defensive line in general. A position that we know Bean is always going to invest in. And so I'm excited to come out of this week with a really good understanding of what the Bills have and what they need. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us here today on the podcast. Hope you enjoyed. We'd love it if you took a second to rate, review, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Have a great rest of your day. Go Bills. And I look forward to catching up with you again tomorrow.